Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two on this Monday afternoon. Ken Barlow, who has been a fixture on television, Channel 5 now for years and years, great success on Care 11 also. And Ken has joined this show multiple times before, and bravo to Ken for speaking out about his own challenges with mental health. As we have said many, many, many times on this show, including an hour ago in previewing Ken's appearance, and Ken is about to join us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, there are various levels to mental health all throughout the planet. And yes, we have made dramatic progress in our openness, in our willingness to discuss our own issues, for friends and family to discuss those issues with us, to people we know through television or other areas. But we still have a long way to go, and it is at various levels. Ken has spoken about this before, and I was drawn to Ken's tweet yesterday, and that's what caused us to reach out to him. This is from at K Barlow, KSTP, obviously. Thanks for your well wishes during my slow recovery from my most recent bout of depression. Recovery is a process, but you all have lifted me up. Teresa and I, your wife, finally found spring today at the Como Zoo and Conservatory. This helps too. That is a beautiful location, Ken. Thank you, as always, for coming on. Talk about...
Yeah, thank you, Chad, for asking.
Absolutely. Talk about what's happened recently and just reiterate your willingness to talk about this as publicly as you have for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been, 2012, I think, is when I first went public, that I had bipolar disorder. And I put it out there because when I was first diagnosed back in 2007, first of all, I was pissed off. Second of all, I felt alone. I felt like I was the only one who had whatever bipolar disorder was. I had no clue. I'd never cared about mental health because I'd never heard of it, never heard of any issues. So it took a long time. It was all the grief stages, you know. You're angry, and gradually you come to acceptance in the final stage. And that's what happened. I came to acceptance, and I thought, you know what? This is, like, meant to be, because I'm on TV. People see me. They hear me. I don't want them to feel alone either. So That's why I'm public about it. I don't want it to be a dirty little secret, because it's not. It's a health problem. It's a health issue. And I'm still depressed right now. I'm just not as bad as I was last week and the week before.
Ken, when it's at its worst, can you share with us what that feels like to you?
Oh, my God. It feels like, it doesn't feel. I can't get out of bed. It feels like somebody's holding me into the bed, like I'm stapled onto the sheets, and I physically can't move. I don't have the strength. I don't have the will. I don't care. I get sad. Sometimes people think depression is all about just sadness. It's not. I get this sinking feeling in my chest. I start thinking dark thoughts. This whole thing that I'm in right now was triggered a few weeks ago by people talking about suicide at work and about a teenager somewhere that had died by suicide, and some guy on Instagram, an influencer, whatever they call him, died because he jumped out of his building, and that just hit me. For some reason, that just got me.
Do you have any idea why that triggered it for you? You are in a news building. You are surrounded by news, which at times can be horrifying all the time. Do you have any better feel why some stories will put you back to where you are in some of your darker days, and others that you're sad about the stories, you have compassion for those people, but it doesn't trigger you in the same way?
No, and I've never said this publicly. It's because I've been there. I've had suicidal thoughts. It's called ideation, where I think I'd be better off dead than alive. And that's what so many of us go through. That's pretty typical for somebody who's very depressed. And just having been in that space, that headspace before, it's called a trigger, and I never had one before. My therapist always told me, you know, you may have triggers when you talk about something, and I'd never had one until this. And it's because I've been there.
If you'd allow me, can we talk a little bit more about the suicide?
Sure.
Side of this? How frequent does that come up? And how do you move past it?
With a very good wife.
sure.
And I haven't said this publicly either, but a year ago, February, I actually put myself in the hospital for 2 days because I didn't feel safe. Sorry, it's a
but
little
you had, you had the awareness, though, to go to Teresa and say, I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it was my therapist who I was talking to, because it's a cycle that you get in your mind and you can't stop thinking about it. Once I kind of think about suicide, it's ideation it's called. Even if you're not going to do it and you don't have a plan and you don't have a method, it still scares the hell out of you when you start thinking of death.
Sure.
If you still have part of your logical mind there that hasn't been eaten by the depression, I was lucky to have a little piece of my thought process there that said, I don't like where this is going.
What helped you when you went to the hospital?
Actually, it was good to be away from everything that I knew. Anything that might have been what my therapist had called a trigger, or things that would make me want to do things I shouldn't do. I just removed myself from everything I knew and put myself in the hospital where I knew that there wasn't anything I knew. There was nothing there, theoretically, that was going to trigger me into getting worse.
This is Ken Barlow. Ken has been successful in this town as a meteorologist for decades. Right now having great success with KSTP, and he's opening up as much as any guest I can remember ever having on about bipolar, about suicidal thoughts, about checking into a hospital, and the battles he still deals with today. Ken, you mentioned, And we've talked multiple times in the air about this, when you finally were diagnosed 11 years ago. When you look at where you were 11 years ago to now, what is notably different, and sadly, what is still the same?
Actually, I was diagnosed in 07, but back
07,
then...
07, I apologize. Yeah, you went public, right, in 12?
Yeah, I went public in 12. You're right with that. So nobody knew but me and my wife and my family, so that was correct. But when I went public in 07, or didn't go public, when I was diagnosed in 07, that's when Britney Spears was shaving her head.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she had bipolar disorder, and everybody said that. So that's what I thought was going to happen to me. I thought I was going to lose my FH, you know what? I thought I was going to go crazy. But what has changed is that people are actually talking about it. And it's not just movie stars, or it seems to be, you know, bipolar seems to be the disease of the hour. It seems that way to me, because I've had it for so long. But God bless them for coming forward, don't get me wrong. But everybody, whoever talks about it, is a friend of mine. Because that means I'm not alone. And I talk about it, and it means you're not alone. And then I get these return tweets from people from the tweet that you mentioned. And I got teared up on one of them today. I don't remember which one it was, but it was somebody. It was a young lady, at least that was her picture, who said, "I love the hell out of you for doing what you're doing." And I just thought, you know what? That's what my daughter would say to me. And it just, who's 25, and that just made me, that just got to me, that I got to a 25-year-old in a good way.
Well, you do have to remember that you're never alone in this. And I cannot completely identify, because I have not faced this. I have somebody very close to me in my family who deals with very debilitating mental health issues, and it's been a part of her life seemingly almost her entire life, so it's been a part of my life. And I think we could get up with the phone lines, we'd have story after story that would back up. First of all, would say, Ken, you're not alone, and here's another story. So those connections are always there. How much does it help you knowing that other people are thinking of you, want you to be better, and also that they're facing something that is maybe not completely analogous, but it is in the area, and they face some excruciating days also?
The fact that they share that with me, first of all, we all have crap. Everybody has something going on.
That is correct.
And if you say you don't, you're a lying SOB. Not you personally, but I mean you generally.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yep.
I know.
Sure.
I know you're not. it makes me feel like I'm not alone. When people are so kind, even if somebody doesn't have or know anybody that they don't know of who might have a mental illness, the fact that they took the time to sit down and write to me is a win for me right there. And of all the things I've ever tweeted or written or talked about on your show, whatever, it's unbelievable, but I've never had a jerk. You know, there's always somebody who's going to say, go ahead and do it. Or,
yep, right.
I haven't had one.
Beautiful.
Which is shocking.
I'm going to remind folks, too, that this has been modified recently. In fact, there was a very good story in the Star Tribune about it a month ago on the success ratio, but the need for funding it. Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is available to you. 988. Once again, 988. How much harder is it, do you think, for the job you have? I ask that, but then I'm also thinking to myself, people, You know, I'll give a small analogy for me. People would say to me, because my father was so visible, well, what was it like being his son? I'd say, I don't know anything different, right? So that was just always a part of my life. When you've dealt with this, you've always been a very visible person. So is it hard for you to try to quantify what that's like and the effects of this because of the visibility of your job?
Well, I know that at least, I mean, there are thousands of people watching or listening. If I know one of those people is going to get better or feel better about themselves, that, God, I'm not such a loser. This guy's got it too, and he's got a career. And, you know, that whole thing, if there's just one person out of the thousands that have heard or seen me gets that, I'm a very happy man.
I can't thank you enough for your openness here, because we're getting text already from a number of people who share these same feelings and the same medical challenges. Maybe not identical to yours, but in the area, and it's clearly having an impact. And it's not easy to be as candid for you to say this is the first time you've talked about it publicly. It certainly caused a reaction from our audience. It did to me, producer Dave Harrigan. And just know that you're never, ever, ever alone. And that so many people just admire your bravery, that you face this as often as you do and you want to reach out to others. That is a phenomenal trait to have. Only love to you, Ken. Thank you so much for sharing, and just the best to you every single day in battling this and loving your life.
Chad, as always, you're just fantastic, and I truly appreciate you asking me on again. And that's why I say yes every time, because you are the way you are. So thank you.
Thank you, Ken. That was memorable. Had nothing, absolutely positively nothing to do with me. It was Ken Barlow sharing and reminding us that diagnosed with bipolar in 2007, public 2012, difficult time recently, saying for the first time that he's ever said publicly that thoughts of suicide, including one time where he had to check himself into hospital, how he deals with this and how individuals react to him. If you want to react to this, I would love to hear from you. Clock management's probably screwed up. Who cares? The topics like that matter so much more. So if you want to share in any way how you deal with mental health yourself, or how you were affected by someone else close in your family who deals with mental health, or how you reacted to this conversation, I would love to hear from you through phone calls and texts. And I thank you for listening, and I wish all of you the best who deal with this, because, I mean, it's my mother, right? It's my mother who has dealt with many of these issues, including walking out of me when I was 12 years old, and homeless on the street, and paranoid schizophrenic issues, and where she really wasn't a part of my life for a long, long time, and now I'm trying to help her out in ways, and it's incredibly difficult. And there's a reason why we play the Nika Costa song. Everybody's got their something. There are levels of something. Ken Barlow has a significant something, but so do a lot of people out there. So call in, text, or the call, 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the texters nails it. Mr. Barlow, bravest man in the world. It takes a great deal of a lot of character, a lot of honesty, a lot of courage, a lot of bravery to go on a radio station and to talk about what he battles and what he knows others battle with bipolar. As a man diagnosed in 07, going public in 2012, just putting out on Twitter recently the battle he had for a couple weeks, how a suicide conversation at work triggered his latest battle, and how he said for the first time he was willing to acknowledge that his bipolar was so bad that suicidal thoughts have come up one time so bad that checked himself into hospital for multiple days to deal with it. Only the best, Ken Barlow. Only the best to all of you who may be battling something close to this, or to those loved ones who are trying to help out. A lot of text. Let's react. He's seen everything that my son said. I had him in an ER a month ago. I felt the same thing as Mr. Barlow times during my life. I recently lost my sister to a sudden massive stroke. I see a counselor almost every 2 to 3 weeks. I wonder if I should explore more deeply to see if I have the same thing as Ken Barlow, anonymous. You should seek out help. You should seek out a counselor. You should seek out therapy. No shame whatsoever. To have great understanding, to reach out for areas. We just need to be better in the availability of therapists. Insurance has to be better. Medication has to be better. And it's a lot easier said than done for a lot of people. Don't hesitate in any way. Thank you for having Ken Barlow on. It is a very important topic. Thank you for checking in with Ken with your support. I myself am 62, bipolar male, hospitalized twice. Cost me jobs, marriage, other relationships. Ken Barlow is my hero. That I'm just reading all the texts coming in. I hope you continue to seek out help because you have a long life yet to live. And I'm sure it is very easy to think back to what has happened in your life on marriages and jobs and other relationships. But you can still live decade after decade after decade. And there's no snap of the finger, but there are people out there willing to help you. Mental health is health. It's that simple. Thanks for having Ken on. Incredibly moving interview. I hope that those who are struggling found hope in Ken's words, as well as those who walk alongside loved ones who are struggling. I just turned in the show. I'm so happy to hear Ken Barlow talk about his battles. I'm not bipolar. However, I have severe depression. It's horrible. My little brother committed suicide at 32. My little sister committed suicide at 57. When COVID came to play, I was literally scared of myself with my depression. I can't imagine getting so low to take their own life. I know we're not in the same state of mind. It's really scary to think about death when you have such a small window. Thinking suicide is not what we want to do. I needed to rescue myself no matter how much emotional pain I was in. All these texts are pretty stunning and open. Thank you. Thank you, Chad and Ken, for your personal caring and kind interview. People need to hear this information and feel there is hope. I retired after working 45 years as a therapist on mental health units in two Minnesota hospitals. You're helping people recognize that psychiatric issues are health issues, as you refer to them, as they sometimes require health care, not something to be embarrassed or ashamed of. Thank you. Once again, both. Thank you for the work you've done. More texts. I'm so glad to hear Ken talk about mental health. There's still a stigma about it. People need to realize, like diabetes and cancer, you didn't ask for it. Each time someone speaks up publicly, it helps all of us who suffer from mental health issues. Bravo for asking the questions. Bravo for Ken going there in a very real and honest way. As a mom of a 15-year-old who has dealt with depression and suicidal ideation issues since 10, we live it every day, like many others. I would like to mention the kids with autism, like our daughter, may be more likely to have issues with anxiety and depression. But there is still hope and help out there. There still is. More texts. I think there are many people who have medically verified depression, but there are lots of others who have issues processing how their life unfolds. There are many issues that people face like you that are hard to understand and deal with. There are also things that dealing with how we view ourselves and how others see us that can drag us down. It's another very good point. So many important texts on this issue. Most importantly, if you are facing any of these challenges that Ken and all of our texters have talked about, there's a suicide and crisis line at 988. We don't have as many hospitals available as we should. We don't have as many therapists. We don't have as many counselors. We have quite a few. And for you, it doesn't matter that we're getting better if you are not in the position you would like to be. But don't feel like you shouldn't do this because there's any embarrassment or there's uncertainty how people will react. It is your life. It is your challenge, and it is legit. And there are people out there who want to help you, including the people close to you. So please seek out that help. We're really late, but let's pause right now.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Chip Scoggins, early next hour, Chipper will lighten the mood, but we are a show like a lot of shows where we try to bounce from very significant, important issues to utter and complete nonsense. More significant today, reacting to what Ken Barlow said to us, and also another elementary shooting. Private school, Nashville. At the school, three kids are gone. Three adults are gone. And the shooter, now according to multiple outlets, A 28-year-old woman is dead. So many details on this story are unavailable at this point. You do have the White House with the press secretary offering a statement. You have the president of the United States right now speaking about it. We'll give you more of that information at the top of the hour. Part of what the press secretary said earlier in a regular scheduled briefing, how many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, to close loopholes in our background check system, and to require the safe storage of guns. We need to do something. Joe Biden, while vice president, of course, was the lead individual selected by then President Obama to react after Sandy Hook to try to get significant legislation done. And it didn't happen. As Adam Carter has mentioned many times, we had an individual walk in and slaughter kids. And we didn't do a damn thing then. And I know this is the silo story of all silo stories. And get out of your bleeping silo just once, both sides. We have 129 mass shootings in 2023 in this country. No country is close. No country is close year after year after year about mass shootings. And we just talk mental health with Ken Barlow. You think mental health stops at the 48 contiguous states and then Alaska and Hawaii? They don't have it. In other countries, mental health issues. Give me a break. But should we continue to do significantly more on mental health, as I've been saying with Ken Barlow? Hell yes, we should. We obviously have a gun problem in this country. We obviously have too many guns. We have the overwhelming percentage of gun owners who know what they're doing, who want to protect themselves, go through the proper channels. Good. I'm not coming for one of your guns. We have tens and tens of millions who love hunting. I don't want to come for one of your guns either. But you're telling me we can't improve a little bit? We can't just be a little bit better? Because I don't fault decent, kind, compassionate people today looking up and saying, oh, it's another school shooting. And I got it. A lot of these laws, there are concerns about, wait a second. In the end, will this make it harder for upstanding citizens who want no part of criminality to get a gun, but for the pathetic individuals who want to use it to kill, to harm, to intimidate, will it stop them? I don't have the perfect piece of legislation, but we've talked at length, at depth, and I've offered up ideas before. We just don't have enough time today. But I know this, three kids are gone, and three adults are gone, and the killer's gone. I'm going to have a ton of sympathy for that individual right now. We may learn more why we should have a little bit. I've got zero right now until I learn more details. Perfect be the enemy of good. Just go back in our corners. We're an amazing country in so many ways. Feel lucky to live here. But, you know, we use the phrase bottom feeder, you know, in joking ways. We're at the bottom of mass shootings. And we do this oh, not now. Don't talk now. But then when can we talk? Or no, it's going to affect this person, but not this person. Stop doing nothing. Stop talking. Make some accommodations. Don't have to eliminate everything you completely believe in, but we can't make some steps in some ways. We just have to point the finger, and then wait for the next school shooting, which might be later today. Clapton coming to town. Maybe we'll get more to Clapton tomorrow with Ask Adam Anything. Among the reaction to our last little conversation, it was just little in the sense of the amount of time, because we really could talk for 100 hours on it. Seven dead at a school in Nashville, the shooter's 28. Among the texts coming in, our liberal judges and prosecutors hold no one accountable anymore. Fourth, fifth, sixth chance are common until someone dies. It's sickening. Another text, we have more mental health problems in the U.S. as mental illness is being pushed on our children, considered normal. We're pushing mental health on kids. Okay, what in the hell are you talking about? Another text. Look at what we're dealing with right now in Congress. Tackling wokeness, drag queens, CRT, TikTok, and more. The leading cause for juvenile deaths in the U.S., crickets. Another person talking about the assault weapons ban. Signed under President Clinton, allowed to expire under George Bush and Republicans. Facts. Plenty of reaction. CBS will have more information for you at the top of the hour. Have Lindis Construction come out and let him tell you about Infinity from Marvin Windows. We'll replay our conversation with Ken Barlow, 2:35. Our friend Chip Scoggins starts the hour early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.